You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. Opponents of Wyoming's new near-total abortion ban are gearing up for another legal fight to halt it. But supporters of the new law are calling it a win. Jackson Hole Community Radio's Hannah Merzbach has more.
The Life as a Human Right Act makes it a felony to provide an abortion, except in certain cases. It was recently passed by the Republican-led legislature and became law over the weekend. Marty Halverson leads the advocacy group Wyoming Right to Life.
We think that these laws going into effect are a good thing. We're happy.
Halverson says she's disappointed the law is already being challenged, but says she, quote, honors the actions of the legislature. A group of abortion access advocates are taking the ban to court, saying it violates Wyomingites' rights to health care. Lawyers anticipate a Wednesday hearing where a judge could block the ban. Hannah Merzbach, KHOL News.
National Agriculture Day is today. This day is pretty important to the Wyoming Stock Growers Land Trust. They've worked with Wyoming ranchers to conserve about 300,000 acres of land in the state. This means entering into a conservation easement, which limits development and preserves land for ag use, but also wildlife use. Jessica Crowder with the Land Trust says, typically, the agreements last forever.
With that very big decision come families who really just do have that deep connection with the land, who are interested in allowing agriculture to exist on that land forever.
Each conservation easement is unique, but many require things like building wildlife-friendly fences or altering grazing cycles. Sublette County has many of these agreements in place, as many important migration corridors exist in the area. I'm Tyler Pratt, KHOL News.